This is an audio program from the Conscious Evolution Institute. Please visit our website. Human growth hormone experimentation performed on Chinese inmates prior to the Chinese Olympic Games. The British intelligence agency, MI6, has discovered that Chinese government officials licensed scientists to conduct medical experiments in which performance-enhancing drugs like HGH were tested on Chinese prisoners held in labor camps in the rural northern area of the country. In addition to potential human rights violations, foreign interests are worried that the Chinese may be engaging in this testing in order to sell the illicitly developed hormone to the United States, British, and international athletes interested in boosting their performance for the Chinese Olympic Games. The intense competitive desire of these athletes and the lure of the gold medal make PEDs like human growth hormone a tempting shortcut to success. The problem is, if their unfair use of HGH was discovered, the competitors would be banned from the Beijing Olympics, as well as future Olympics and professional sporting events. The United Kingdom Sports Drug Free Unit has provided a warning to all British participants in the Olympics, making it absolutely clear that there are significant repercussions to cheating in the Olympics via human growth hormone or other forms of performance enhancement. Marion Jones, Human Growth Hormone and an Olympic Scandal. In 2000, Marion Jones was one of the darlings of the American sporting world. She was an elite track and field runner, specializing in the 100-meter dash, 200-meter dash, and long jump. In the Beijing Olympics, she won 5 medals for her efforts on the track. Years later, after much speculation, she was discovered to have used performance-enhancing drugs, and she was forced to forfeit her medals in 2007. She later admitted to acquiring human growth hormone that was sourced from the same Chinese laboratories which tested their treatments on inmates. Although more cases were uncovered later, Jones was the first Olympic athlete to come clean about the taking of Chinese bioidentical hormones, and she was forever banned from the further participation in the Olympics. HGH drug testing. One of the reasons that human growth hormone is often used by professional Olympic athletes is because it has been incredibly difficult to test for in the past. Direct evidence of a human growth hormone injection disappears in the majority of cases in less than 24 hours beyond the injection. Newer methods of blood testing have developed recently that can more precisely test for HGH abuse by identifying the HGH derivative IGF-1 in the bloodstream. Human growth hormone works primarily through conversion into IGF-1 by the liver. After conversion, IGF-1 increases rates of muscle growth and weight loss while boosting enhanced rehabilitation. A human rights group speaks. British law enforcement is concerned about the prevention of the global distribution of performance-enhancing substance for unlawful use. MI6 has learned about a prison testing of human growth hormone from an anonymous Chinese rights organization. Although the information is guaranteed trustworthy, the name of the organization must not be revealed because of the likelihood of reprisal by the Chinese government. The Chinese prisoners who expressed that they had been subjects of this medical testing were located in the prisons in the northern area of the country. One representative of this particular rights organization told British intelligence officials that the Chinese plan was to tempt Western athletes with performance-enhancing drugs in order to try to bar competitive athletes from the games. If American and European athletes failed drug tests and were kicked out of the Olympics, then it would be potentially easier for Chinese athletes to take home a greater share of the gold medals. It is believed that the Chinese government is using the Olympics as a stage to assert their superiority over Western world in the same manner that Hitler used the Berlin Olympics, in an attempt to do the same thing in defiance of the Allied powers. To Chinese officials, the Beijing Olympics represent an ideal opportunity to exemplify perceived international dominance through both their performance in athletics, as well as through their effusive display of wealth and power in the staging of the games. The story of Marion Jones, arguably the most famous female athlete of the Sydney Olympic Games, shows that anabolic steroids and bioidentical HGH are the medical treatments most often used by athletes in search of increased performance. It is of the utmost importance to the International Olympic Committee that the Olympics remain as free of taint and drug abuse as possible, and HGH drug therapies are the largest obstacles to their stated goal. The Chinese government, MAMACF, and HGH. Beijing government officials fervently insist that they are engaging in a nationwide crackdown on the global distribution of human growth hormone, but it is clear that the Chinese government must have at least some hand in the growing availability of drugs like human growth hormone on the black market. The actions of one major Chinese company, known as MAMACF, located in the busy port town of Qingdao, make this obvious. Qingdao is located on the eastern seaboard of China in the province of Shandong. This area is where the sailing events took place in the Beijing Olympic Games. MAMACF is a major exportation and importation company that often works closely with the Chinese government and is under constant, intense scrutiny by the nation's highly invasive government. Sun Peng-su, director of sales for the shipping giant, admits that although it is illegal to engage in the international distribution of large amounts of human growth hormone, his company has been allowed to send reasonably sized samples of the performance-enhancing drug via courier to the United States and Great Britain. Peng-su tells reporters that his company makes no attempt to conceal its activities. MAMACF openly labels its human growth hormone as a medical product, and the organization has received no complaints from British or American customs officials. In Great Britain, human growth hormone is considered a controlled substance, and thus its importation is subject to intense restrictions. In spite of this, Peng-su says that his company is engaged in a high volume of sales activity in both Britain and the United States. Due to concerns for the confidentiality of the company's clients, Peng-su was unable to name any names, but the brochures for the products that the company provides show that they sell each vial of human growth hormone for about 140 yuan, which converts to $15.72 per vial in American dollars. The power of HGH. Every vial of human growth hormone contains enough of the drug to boost muscle development, burn off unwanted fat, and increase the speed of physical enhancement and rejuvenation in general. When used by professional and Olympic athletes, it has been shown to create an easily apparent and unfair advantage which sets them apart from the competition. Lance Armstrong and human growth hormone. It has recently come to light that Lance Armstrong heavily used drugs such as human growth hormone in his efforts to become the world's most storied cycler. According to Lance Armstrong, use of these drugs reached epidemic levels in the cyclist community, and it reached a point where it became impossible to compete without them. This also occurred in Major League Baseball in the late 90s and early 2000s with the Great Home Run Race. It is absolutely clear that human growth hormone stimulates amazing physical changes in the human body, and this is the reason why its use is such an issue to the international athletic community. HGH and supplements like it create an unfair advantage by forcing all competitors to use these methods just to keep up with their opponents, which creates a culture of unfairness and cheating which can infect the entire culture of the sport. MAMACF sees no wrongdoing in HGH distribution. Peng-su seems to recognize the implications of HGH shots for performance enhancement, but he does not see it as his ethical concern. He says that human growth hormone distributed by his company is not necessarily intended for athletic use, and can be utilized by both males and females for a multitude of legal reasons, such as for the treatment of human growth hormone deficiency, or for the treatment of many other physiological disorders. He says that it is the responsibility of the American and British governments to ensure that human growth hormone is used and domestically distributed in accordance to U.S. and British law. The responsibility of MAMACF ends at the Chinese border, and he is certain that everything done by this company is done in accordance with applicable laws. MAMACF HGH deemed safe. Chemists who work for British intelligence have tested the human growth hormone provided by MAMACF and have discovered that the human growth hormone provided is safe and of medical quality, so there are no hidden risks involved with the drugs, despite its nature. MI6 agents tell us that there has been a spike in human growth hormone and steroid exportation from China, which can be directly attributed to the Beijing Olympics. HGH hard to trace. British Olympic medal-winning rower Sir Matthew Pinson explains that with today's medical technology, it is only possible to test for human growth hormone up to 24 hours after the injection has taken place. Although he seems certain that there are at least some level of performance-enhancing drug abuse among British athletes, he says that there have been no positive cases for human growth hormone in the United Kingdom since HGH testing began in 2004, because of its difficulty to test for. British human growth hormone use. Representative of the United Kingdom sports drug free, Andy Parkinson, is not naive about the usage of human growth hormone and other PEDs by British athletes. He says that although he has pride in the Olympic participants of his nation, There is no reason to believe that the British athletes are any more immune to the temptation of performance enhancement than those of any other nation. It is unavoidable that at least some small minority of these individuals will give in and use these hormones and other drugs in order to gain a competitive edge over their peers. Temptation of PED usage for the London Olympics. The London Olympics represent an even larger temptation because British Olympic athletes have increased pressure to perform at their very best in front of their home crowd. It is important to note that while illegal use of human growth hormone represents an opportunity to be better than the rest, there are global social costs which are related to the abuse of the drug, and PED abuse provides an opportunity for black and gray market hormone distributors to sell their products. This information has been provided by Gordon Thomas. Thomas is a world-renowned author and journalist. He specializes in coverage of covert intelligence agencies such as the CIA and MI6. He is the author of Inside British Intelligence and Secrets and Lies, a history of the CIA mind control and germ warfare. The Conscious Evolution Institute. The Conscious Evolution Institute provides safe, non-harmful, and effective hormone replacement therapy for individuals who are experiencing adult-onset HGH and other hormone deficiencies. Although we certainly don't condone the use of human growth hormone shots or other drugs for performance enhancement, we do recognize that articles like this one highlight the effectiveness of HGH hormone replacement therapy. Athletes who use human growth hormone usually engage in a form of HGH abuse, which can result in a number of possible side effects. But the use of human growth hormone to restore healthy levels of HGH has a much lower incidence of negative side effects, and with proper physician-monitored human growth hormone HRT, the risk of most of these potential issues is nearly negligible. We acquire our human growth hormone through legitimate sources and only provide you with the highest quality treatments available on the market today. Our doctors and physicians are fully trained and certified in anti-aging technologies, and our clinic offers numerous hormone replacement therapies such as ceramolin acetate, testosterone, human growth hormone, and HCG therapy. If you are interested in the remarkable therapies we have to offer, we encourage you to explore our website further, or just call or email us with any questions you may have. We are available every business day, and we would be more than happy to take your call. This is an audio program from the Conscious Evolution Institute. Please visit our website.